Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we're recording, as always, in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and I have the privilege this afternoon of talking to one of the greatest swimmers in UVA history. That would be Courtney Bartholomew. Courtney, thanks for stopping by.
Of course. It's great to be here today.
I remember writing a story about you when you were a first year. It doesn't seem that long ago to me, but suddenly you're a fourth year. Your college years kind of fly by, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I was talking with a few of my teammates the other day, and we were thinking about how fast 4 years goes by. Like, we won our first ACC championship 4 years ago, and now we've just won our fourth one. So it was just really exciting to think about how quickly those years go.
You will leave Charlottesville having won 9 ACC titles in individual events, the most ever by a UVA swimmer, the second most in conference history. You've won the 100-yard backstroke 4 times, the 200 back 4 times, and the 200 individual medley once. You won the 200 IM last Thursday in Greensboro. Was that especially satisfying for you just to win a different event?
Yeah, so my 200 IM has been definitely a progression over the past 4 years. I barely made the finals my first and second year, and then last year got third. And then this year to win it just shows how far I've come in another event outside of the backstrokes. I really wanted to go into it and just really help the team. We had 4 swimmers up in that A final, and we just knew that that was a great way for us to score points. So whoever could get their hand on the wall first and score the most points for the team was going to be a huge move.
How much time in training do you devote an equal amount of time to the 4 strokes, or do you do the majority on the backstroke and just get in the other ones when you can?
No, I definitely spend more time focusing on backstroke. I also do freestyle on all of our sprint relays. So I devote most of my time to backstroke and freestyle. But then when we do pull sets and stuff, I'll add some butterfly or breaststroke in there just for a mix-up change of things.
I know what the strongest stroke is. What's your weakest stroke?
It depends on the day. My butterfly can be really weak sometimes. But if my breaststroke is off, it's definitely my weakest.
You grew up in Holland, Michigan, not Holland, the Netherlands, not far from Lake Michigan. Are these Charlottesville winters a breeze for you?
Yeah, no, it makes me laugh because when there's a threat of snow, people will run to the grocery store and buy everything that they can. Whereas like at home, if we were supposed to get like 8 to 10 inches of snow, they're like, oh, we'll just delay school for 2 hours, plow those roads, everyone will be fine. So for me, it actually was a change to learn how to drive down here in the snow because they don't have the capacity to take care of the snow removal like we do at home.
So in the summer before your second year, you were thrown a curveball in the form of a coaching change. You came to UVA to swim for Mark Bernardino. You've ended up swimming for Augie Bush and his staff for your final 3 seasons. Based on your performances, everything in the pool seems to have worked out well for you. Have you grown as a swimmer over the course of your career?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It shows through my times and just who I am as a person. I really respected Mark, and I thought he was a fantastic coach and a fantastic person. But I've really enjoyed my new coaching staff as well. They've definitely brought a breath of fresh air into the program. And as you can see on our women's program, we just continue to get better.
When Augie took over here in the summer of 2013, he made it clear that he was more interested in how his swimmers performed in March at the NCAA championships than in February at the ACC meet. Yet the women's team has continued to dominate the conference, and on Saturday night, Virginia won its 9th consecutive ACC championship. So you've been part of 5 of those. I know the team is focused on the NCAAs, but would you and your teammates have been disappointed if that streak in the ACC had ended?
I think it would be a little bit less than in years past. We have understood that the focus is on NCAAs, and as a team, we do want to bring home a trophy, so that involves getting top 4. So it would have been a little less disappointing, but yes, I definitely think there would have been a sense of disappointment and just frustration if we hadn't brought home a title this past weekend.
What makes the winning streak even more impressive is that I believe 10 of the 16 swimmers who competed for UVA in Greensboro did not taper for the ACC meet. So, I think I have an elementary understanding of what tapering consists of for a swimmer, but could you fill in our audience on what exactly that entails, and how big a difference is it to be tapered for a meet as a opposed to not being tapered for?
Yeah, so tapering just involves decreasing yardage, workload, moving from longer base sets to shorter sprint sets. We take out the weightlifting aspect. We take out the cardio aspect we also have. It allows your muscles to recover a little bit better, just to have a little less workload. You can definitely visibly see taper effects in the water because you'll see a swimmer sit higher mm-hmm. on the level, the water level. So when you're at a meet like this and you see 10 of our swimmers unshaved, untapered, we're going to be sitting lower in the water than our counterparts. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, it just feels, when you're tapered, it feels so much better than when you're untapered. We went into ACCs after lifting, and if anyone listening has ever lifted before, you know how you can be kind of sore and just really tight. So we went in feeling like that to ACCs this past week.
In December, you represented the United States in the dual in the pool meet in Indianapolis, in which USA swam against Europe. You broke the American short course record in the 100 back, the 100 meter back, right?
Yes.
And then you were on a relay team that set a world record in the, well, that was the
100 medley.
Four by 100. What was that experience like for you?
For me, it was just a huge honor. There's not a bigger stage in swimming than to represent your country. So to be called up and swim for Team USA in December was a big deal for me. To break a world record and American record, I don't know if that ever can officially set into your mind that, like, I've accomplished, you know, like, what most people are never going to. And it's still weird to hear it associated with my name, like Courtney Bartholomew, American record
right.
holder. So for me, it's just, it was such an experience just to see the pros swim and just be included with all that group.
As a collegian, you have one meet left, and it's a big one. The NCAA championships would start March 16th in Atlanta. You were the NCAA runner-up last year in both the 100 back and the 200 back, and you were also on the 400 medley relay that finished second at the NCAAs. On your list of goals as a swimmer, where would winning an NCAA title or multiple NCAA titles rank?
It's up there right now. I'm really going into the meet with a focus on bringing home an individual or a relay championship. Either one would make me happy. There was an article last year online where someone said, oh, Courtney Bartholomew, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And that really just got me thinking that, like, you know, I really would like to bring home an individual championship. I've gone into the meet seated first multiple times, and I just have never been able to hit the wall first.
What was it like seeing your teammate Leah Smith win NCAA championships last year, too? Does that make you think, hey, if she can do it, I can do it?
Yeah, no. Leah's accomplishments are just tremendous. You could sit here and just talk about her accolades all day long. But to watch her win two NCAA titles last year was something really special. It's just awesome to see a teammate who works so hard day in and day out accomplish one of their goals.
Do you get more accustomed to the atmosphere at NCAAs as you get older? I remember talking to Augie and maybe Leah talking about early in her career. She was just kind of overwhelmed by the whole scene out there the first time she got there. It's different than a different format than a lot of meets you swim, and it just takes time to get used to it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Your first year, you walk onto that pool deck, and you're not used to seeing 60-plus teams. You're not used to seeing all the different colored caps, and just the meet format's a little bit different, and how the stands are set up is very different than, say, a dual meet or even ACC championships. So as you like progress throughout your years, I've just really learned to put on my blinders and just do exactly what I need to be doing and not focusing on anything but myself.
You have 2+ weeks, I guess, before NCAAs. What does your training consist of between now and then, and what's the focus?
Yeah, so we officially have started taper now, which is really exciting. So we'll decrease our morning workouts. So we only had one this week, which was this morning. And then we'll do weights, but it'll be more body weights type circuit stuff, not the heavy power lifting that we're used to. And then just yardage will decrease in the pool, along with I'll start to nap a little bit more. The diet typically will stay pretty normal, but just the napping and staying up less late.
Going to bed earlier.
Going to bed earlier. There we go.
The Virginia women placed 5th at the NCAA meet last year, which was the best finish in program history. A lot of those same swimmers are back. What is a realistic goal for the team this year?
I mean, I definitely think that if we're shooting for third place, that would almost be a low goal at this point. With the people we have returning and just the amount of points we have, the ability to score, I really think we could make a run for a championship, and that would be really exciting.
Swimming is a very demanding sport, as I think most people know. It takes up a lot of time, takes a lot of dedication. Have you been able to be involved on grounds with non-athletic, you know, activities, and what has your UVA experience overall been like?
No, definitely. It was one of my goals when I came to college to try and integrate myself into the non-athletic community as well, and just get more involved with different connections around grounds, things like that. So I actually have been a part of class council. So I was on third year council, and this year I'm a trustee. And through trustees, I'm actually planning the graduation for the class of 2016 this year.
So you're planning your own graduation.
I'm planning my own graduation.
And you will do some speaking at graduation?
Yeah, right? I will be introducing one of our class awards this year.
What about your you have two majors, right? Foreign Affairs and Media Studies.
Yes.
You started off just with Foreign Affairs, right?
Yep, I started off with Foreign Affairs, and then I realized that I was going to have about 45 credits left over that I was going to just have to fill with other classes. So I started at looking at the other classes that I was very interested in that I also really enjoyed, and it came down to History and Media Studies, and the Media Studies classes fit a little bit better with the swim schedule, and I enjoyed them a little bit more. So it was really easy for me to pick up a double major.
What will you do when, after graduation and post, and do you have a job? I think I read that you have a job lined up.
Or? Yeah, so I have a job lined up working as a sales representative for Oracle in Boston next year.
Good. So is it, what's this last semester been like for you so far? Is it just realizing it's coming to an end here? Is that kind of daunting or?
It's a little bit daunting. Classes have been harder than I expected. Like, everyone goes in their fourth year final semester thinking, oh, it's not going to be that difficult. So just really staying focused and determined on those classes have been a struggle a little bit. But knowing that this whole experience is kind of coming to an end is a little bit bittersweet. I am going to miss this team and, like, this program and this university more than anything. But at the same time, I'm really excited for new doors opening and new changes and things like that.
What about the fourth-year class in the swimming program? How would you describe kind of the bond among its members?
Yeah, no, our fourth-year class is really special. We went through a coaching transition together. We all decided to stay. We all decided to continue to be coached by Augie, Cliff, you know, that entire group. So just knowing that we've been together through the hardest moments and the best moments on the team, just really has bonded all of us.
Well, good. Well, thanks again for making time for this interview. I know you have a very busy schedule. It's always good to catch up with you, and best luck in Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
This weekend will be a busy one for UVA athletics in Charlottesville with men's basketball and ESPN's College Game Day at JPJ, baseball at Davenport Field, women's lacrosse and men's lacrosse at Klockner, and women's tennis at the Snyder Center near Mem Gym. You can find information on all those events and much, much more on virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.